Governor Mike Braun says he'll veto major property tax reform legislation if it doesn't improve as the session continues. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports legislative leaders say that threat makes their work more difficult.
The initial property tax measure was Braun's proposal, rolling back homeowners' property tax bills to 2021 levels while costing local governments and schools billions of dollars. The version the Senate passed is more targeted at older Hoosiers, disabled veterans, and first-time homebuyers, providing $1.4 billion in tax savings over 3 years. Senate GOP leader Roderick Bray says Braun's veto threat brings challenges.
But we're going to keep our head down and try and craft a policy that works for the state of Indiana.
Senate Democratic leader Shelley Yoder says Braun has put his party in a pickle.
To that I would say, well, welcome to what it's like to not always get your way.
The legislative session will resume March 3rd. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.